just unrivaled military and economic power. He's like, it's not even fucking close. Like, he's like, it's not like our Navy, just our naval power. It's ridiculous.
I've chatted naval power on here. I love
I know.
It.
I know.
We have 11 aircraft carriers.
Dude.
Most countries have fucking zero.
It's crazy.
Zero.
Did you get into
the next like top 10 combined don't equal how many we have.
Literally thrilling myself to the point of immense anxiety. I'm like, well, in that downtime, I'm going to watch a guy beat the shit out of another guy.
Yeah.
And just eat a steak when I'm not hungry. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It's good stimulus.
I mean, it is the best.
It's the best. You can't worry about the stimulation.
True. It is a good problem.
You can't punish yourself for enjoying the sweetness.
I know. I that was a realization I had on the way up, dude. I need to start integrating my shadow, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I need to integrate my shadow.
I'm telling you. I need to start. I mean, I'm trying to fend off the other parts. And I say, dude, I have to embrace them all.
Yeah.
Munch steak. I love seeing guys get punched in the face. It's the best.
It's cool.
It's fucking awesome.
That fight was so sick.
I didn't get to see the whole thing. I saw the...
Oh, nice. Well, let's go to the Patreon.
We got
to
talk about it.
I want to show you the end of that fight. It was the coolest shit.
Yeah, let me see. I got to see that.
All right. Thank you.
Me.
That's where... All right. So I'm Mr. fucking... off the IRA. Well, yeah, second somebody... Any foreigner is like fucking... America, you guys fucking out of your minds. Fat. The food's terrible. You guys... why don't you shoot up a fucking school?
Yeah.
I was like... Why don't you guys do anything ever? Your country's a dump. Shut the fuck up. I'm Mr. fucking Ireland. Realize you're an American the second.
Yeah, Ireland is an American colony.
Fucking right, dude.
That's right.
Don't tell me, Cap. Don't tell them. Don't bring that shit up.
They're our colony.
No. Don't
we bring send that them. Up. We send them goods and travel.
Don't bring that up.
What?
They've already got one oppressor. We got to get England.
No,
out
we
of
don't
there.
Oppress. We support.
We need England out of there.
Yeah, out of the north.
Yeah.
Did You'd they get probably into support that at them? All?
I don't. Honestly, I'm going to show my ass here. I don't. Really know what's going on.
None of us do.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't you just really gotta know. Pick a side.
Yeah.
Be obnoxious.
I just okay.
Like, we're America.
Dude.
We can do anything we want. Come on.
I know, dude.
We can do anything we want.
If you read the book,
guess what?
You start to love him, dude.
Yeah,
it works. Because he's just like,
that's how I feel about the Hitler book. Anyway, check us out. I mean, if you read the book, I didn't mean to do that. It'd be like World War II. We'd be like, well, we're number one now, so you guys are going to listen to us for a century. Our dollar is the currency now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, I've got a lot of people talking how China's now like straight. I'm like, I just don't see it, dude.
It's not happening, bro.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think it's just fucking fear mongering.
I don't know shit about anything, but.
Yeah, I'm just operating off of faith in America. I'm going, bro, we're the best. Dude.
We can do anything. Come on.
Yeah, dude, there's no way. Like, you know, they're not using our dollar. It's like.
Who gives a fuck? Let them go broke, dude. Yeah. More exactly. Dollars for us.
True. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That, like,
anybody
oh, yeah.
even think about that?
National debt. Turns out we only have dollars for that, dude. Yeah. Sorry you guys don't want them. Yeah. Ours now. We're not paying. There's no way we're paying them.
We're never paying them back.
That's crazy.
I don't even think that's how it can't work that way.
What, that we owe them like $17 trillion?
Yeah, but I don't understand. There's no way they just were like, on good faith, you guys promise?
I know.
There's no way they're that bad.
I can't figure it out. I don't know what that means.
We're going to give you $30 trillion. Don't fuck us on this deal.
Yeah, true. But all of this shit about America like being over, he's like, it's just hogwash. He's like, we're a young democracy.
I agree with that.
We're a young democracy. We have just unrivaled military and economic power. The whole country. I'm like, fuck those
guys,
dude.
Yeah, you're allowed to immediately.
I miss that. Well, you guys are younger than me. I actually remember really being allowed to hate other countries. Like, out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Russians. Sure.
Yeah,
like, Russians were like, fucking.
You can do it. It's back in.
I wrote about it in a
group of liberals. You can say we should fucking nuke Russia.
Yeah, before they get
And they'd
us.
Be like, yeah, definitely.
Really?
Now you can.
We read the New York Times. Yes, we should nuke Russia.
Yeah, you can do it again.
Good call. No, I hear what you're saying.
You hate Russians.
I miss it.
Being able to just hate a country.
Well, like, it was like, I know, but no, just knowing rule. Where your fears were and identifiably where they were.
Yeah.
Like, it was the Cold War. It was us versus them, not us versus like these guys and these guys, and these guys hit us also. And then,
our own government. Sick, though.
Nice.
I was so happy to be back, man. Yeah. Dude, it's crazy how nice America is.
Yeah.
The airport at Turks and Caicos was like,
it's like a bus stop.
It's crazy, dude. They don't have the fucking extendy things.
That's
know,
what I was
like,
just about to ask.
No, dude, you just got to walk out into like the blistering sun And it's not like it was like, I get it, if you're on a little plane, it's like, yeah, you just kind of walk out. These are like full-size planes. You had to just walk into the blazing heat and like walk up the steps. It's like, damn, you guys can't get the fucking extended thing?
The whole world.
America
dictates the entire world's culture. So when we had race wars, every other country had to be like, oh yeah, we're racist too.
This is what I'm trying to see the world.
Like, Australia's like, what we did to the Aboriginals was so fucking
what did they do?
Evil.
There wasn't that many of them.
They wiped the boys out.
Yeah.
They gave him a whooping. Well,
dude, I watched.
They said, hey, you better get out of here.
Dude. So if you're American and poor, you're in terms of like all their poor people, you're kind of crushing.
Yeah, other than the health care.
Other than the health, you don't really get health care. Although you kind of do.
You do.
You go to the hospital and you're like, yo, I'm fucked up. They're like, come here. And they'll stitch you. And they'll kick you out immediately.
Yeah.
Dude, Spud fell from like 30 feet with no health care. And they were like, can you walk? And he was like, all right. And they're like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. And just, they should have like
Spudman's Comanche. Scanned
his fucking brain.
He's a Comanche.
For sure.
That's Italian.
How about that? The croissant.
Yeah, they made, that's lame as
croissant.
Hell.
Croissant. Yeah.
Throw those in the trash.
They're good, but they're not Oreos.
Yeah, dude. Throw those
they're
in
not
the trash.
American cookies.
High fructose corn syrup?
Yeah.
Pretty delicious.
America is the best food.
Yeah, it's like 21,000.
We have American
calories.
Chinese food, American Italian food.
Amen.
We did it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I think we were in agreement America is the best, though.
No, that was good to hear, though. You get a lot of people dooming on that whole thing, like, oh, we're falling into it. And it's like, this guy was like, dude, it's like an adolescent phase America's going through. We're like, oh, like we'll go through periods of like, we're the fucking best. And be like, oh, fuck, we're fucking, everything's falling apart. He's like, you just go in and out. He's like, we're immature as a culture, and we're going to reach maturity in the next 50 years. Because apparently, he was saying you go through the barbaric phase, which is like basically the people of a country, you know, he's like, there's differences here and there, but by and large, it's people who are like, if you disagree with what I think fundamentally, you either need to completely change your views right now or be destroyed or silenced. He's like, that's barbaric. Once you're truly civilized, you're able to have your own views and be like, I believe in my views. I can hear like I can see what you're saying. Take little parts, things. You're not just like, shut the fuck up, right? That's barbaric. Yeah. And then he said, after what happens is people go from civilization into the decadent phase where it's like, nothing's even right at all. Who knows what's what?
You become a rich kid from Manhattan.
And that's Europe. He's like, that Europe's in a decadent. He's like, Europe fell into decadence. And it's just kind of like, who even knows? Why do you Americans even make such a big... He's like, that's bullshit. Barbarism's bullshit. We need to reach our civilized phase. Also, they weigh those fines. I'm like, these people are fucking brutal enough to like fine me $5,000.
I did want to ask them. I wanted, because the whole time they're like, if not complying with wearing the mask, you are subject to fine.
Yeah.
I want to just... ding that how fucking much? Want to ding that fucking gay ass bitch back and be like, damn, how much is the fine for not wearing a mask? As soon as he's name and number, pussy.
You think Gillis doesn't have
that's an American. That's an American. That's pure American.
And also, I'm never paying you.
True. Yeah,
I live in America.
That's Washington right there,
I'm
bro.
Not paying you.
That's Daddy Warbucks, bro.
I'm never coming back.
Don't be Washington. Nasty. That's no taxation without representation.
Crossing the Delaware.
He's saying 1776. You're making fun of my income because now that I have a lot of money, you've changed.
I mean, if you have so much,
Bill's
give me
constantly
10 G's.
Scheming. Like, dude, Shane could do this. Shane could give us money.
You talk to me?
Huh?
Man, I see man turn fool for the money one too many times.
Linguistic turn of phrase.
Dude, I'm full red pill, dude. I'm so mad, dude. I can't believe they're arresting my president.
It's fucking that lady's fault. That basketball player is so happy right now.
It got to me.
Did it got you?
It got me. I had to, like, I was taking a shower the next day. I was, like, on stage being like, you know what? Maybe I am a fucking Republican. And then the next day, I was in the shower in the hotel like, Jesus. This is how it starts, dude. Yeah. Are you guys excited about the election?
I can't fucking wait.
I can't wait. I'm so excited for the future of the country.
May the best person win. May the best person win. Whoever wins, I'm going to support. That's my president.
And whoever wins, certify that election. Don't be insurrectionist. You know what I mean?
Do what not be insurrectionist.
Don't be an insurrectionist. Don't be insurrectionist. You guys said last year. Don't be insurrectionist.
Even if that Capitol's looking tantalizing, dude, to run it back. I'm gonna run up in there. Don't run up in there.
Don't run in there.
Don't just chill, just wait.
If you feel like running in there.
4 years.
Don't.
Maybe we'll have fat ass Elon Musk run for president, bro. Just wait.
Lay down in a closet next to a janitor.
Find yourself.
Find yourself through dreams. You don't need to run in there. It's fun. We beat the fuck out of the British.
Yeah.
Everyone tries to act like US lost the war of 1812, dude. We fucking went nuts on them.
Yeah, who the fuck's talking shit like that?
Well, they burnt down the White House. So that was a pretty big win.
Who cares?
Yeah, fuck it. We don't even like it.
Wasn't it that one was in Philadelphia?
No, it was in Washington.
Okay. Oh, fuck. That sucks.
Yeah.
This is Canadians, dude. The British Canadians marched
right down.
They burned
down the fucking White
burned
House?
Burned down our fucking shit.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Dumb is Canada ages. Chilled out yet, or are they still spazzing?
Are they still crying? Yeah. I don't know. They finally got some attention, dude. They were so excited. They were so excited.
They have a new president, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, good for them. Really? Little Boston trash party?
Hell yeah. Never mind. I was getting fired up last night.
On what?
Came home, had a couple beers at the club, came home, tossed on a Revolutionary War docs on YouTube. So nice.
That's awesome.
So nice. And that, it was the beginning of it. It was Lexington and Concord, the shot heard around the world. They still don't know who fired, the British or the Patriots.
Oh, really?
Last night I was sitting there. Was Patriots. Fucking British obviously fired first.
You think they fired first?
Fucking pieces of shit. Definitely. They've always fired first. It was scum. Obviously, they fired first. It was so obvious that I was sitting there like, how come I never, with any conviction, knew this? Normally, I'm like, yeah, no one knows who fired. It was obviously them.
Yeah. True. That's a fair point. But don't you think they'd be more like, kind of like, hold, gentlemen?
That's what they were doing at the Boston Massacre. They'd already done this.
Oh, really?
They fired into the civilians.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't that the move back then in the monarchies? It'd be like, all right, well, fucking we try to reason with you guys. We're just going to rain down upon you guys and get the fuck out of here.
That's what Napoleon did.
Yeah.
He got the mob. He was like, I'll take care of the mob.
Yeah, no
like, what are you going to do? He's like, I'm going to fire cannons directly into all of them and they're going to go home. And they go, you did it. You saved Paris.
And then he was right.
But yeah, you got to get on the Revolutionary War because it's going to be big soon.
Rev
War. There's going to be a new, that Ken Burns coming out. Mm-hmm. You got to get ahead of it.
He's doing Rev War.
He's doing a Rev War doc.
That's sick.
It's going to be awesome. Spud Dog was...
He was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was handling Cam.
That's... you guys are going to like it. You're going to like the Revolutionary War.
I'm a fan.
You look
into
it, you're going to like it. It's cooler than you think.
You're a pro-American. Yeah, true.
I'm very pro-American.
You
got
to put down every other country.
It's just basic American first stuff that I'm talking about.
Classic America first.
That's right. I stayed in my hotel. It was next to the anti-mafia building, so that was kind of intimidating. Yeah, there's like... guys with silly hats with like rifles.
With the anti-mafia?
Outside. Yeah, I don't know what that
anti-ma?
Even means. Yeah, it was anti-ma. I was and they would kept like checking in with me when I would like smoke a cigarette outside the hotel because I guess like their politicians go there and stuff or whatever.
Was that like so that's like a no mafia guys can go in there?
I guess not. I don't know. It was weird.
So it's a police station.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Weird. Don't you find it weird that Hunter Biden was on a board at Burisma?
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
Rosemont's not a good
and I was like,
Burks.
Trump's worse. And I was like,
how?
Is that what I'm saying?
I mean, dude, you're, just in, isn't you're in a classic argument.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, this is all that.
Dude, I got hit with not my.
This is why.
A dude hit me with, have you seen Hunter Biden's laptop?
Yeah,
that's cocksucker like, shit, dude.
Yeah, that's cocksucker.
Well, then we can't talk. What are you talking
about? I saw
about?
Him smoking crack and getting a foot job.
No, this guy literally meant, have you seen physically, have you been in the room with the laptop? Have you seen it?
You should have said, yeah, I saw it last week. Fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see me seeing it? Like, what the fuck
why
are you talking
you
about?
How did this happen from not
friendly
seeing
conversation?
Osama bin Laden?
Oh, because that was, do you think, he was like, what do you think? Like, it was an inside job? And I was like, no, but how come there's no picture? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
We got
like,
the.
I was like,
Saddam
I'm not accusing
galore.
Anything. I was just trying to have a conversation.
Gaddafi
why do
was
you
getting
think there wasn't one?
Sodomy done to him.
Saddam was on camera. Fucking didn't he say shut up to somebody?
Yeah, yeah, it was like, a real hard ass.
That's pretty fucking sick, dude.
It's
Saddam rules.
It's fucking legendary. So what could have happened with Osama? Like you said,
I was
chilling?
Looking into it. I think one of the stories is. A bunch of the SEALs that killed him shot him a ton of times, like fucking Inglorious Bastards, Hitlered him.
Like COD, just game winning. <go.
laughs> Just ripped
like
his
everyone
face.
Got a couple in, yeah, and they were like, we can't put this picture out.
They defiled
that's
I feel like
rumor.
That would be like better.
No, I feel like that's the most reasonable explanation.
Like every dude went and got one.
Yeah, so you don't know who did it. You don't know whose bullet it was that killed him. Plausible deniability, or everybody gets to share the... What's the dude's name? Rob O'Neill or some shit like that? The guy who gets credited
by the
with...
Way.
I don't know about that. Yeah,
I've got some inside sources saying that guy's telling tall tales.
Yeah. Really?
But obviously. I don't know.
I heard the same thing about the Devil of Ramadi. The dude...
sniper or whatever?
I heard that he's telling tall tales. I heard that he was inflating numbers. Heard that from other Marines. I don't know, but I like to.
I think all those guys get a little wacky. Yeah. Wasn't fucking
during wars.
Kyle saying
numbers.
Wasn't American Sniper saying he was shooting people in New Orleans or something?
Yeah,
and he
I think so.
Punched Jesse Ventura in the face. Like,
yeah, he was saying the craziest shit.
They're gonna tell some tales.
They're wound.
That's who you want out there.
Yeah,
Guys yeah. making shit up in
you
their
see
head.
Prince Harry said he had 25? He had 25 kills.
Damn.
But it was from a helicopter, though. Like he
KD's
was,
25-0.
Yeah.
That is how the Brits do it, dude. The Brits are in those choppers.
But how could you count from the helicopter? How could you be like, I definitely had 25 kills from a helicopter? Like, how do you even know?
He probably wasn't even over at war zone. It's probably just slaves yeah. on the ground. Like, you got him, Harry. Go yeah, back. Yeah. Way to
good
go.
Job. Good job, Harry.
Wonderful job, shot, Harry. You just blew up
it's
a school.
Him and a bunch of beagles. He's on a horse. Just chasing just hunting people dogs. Out of the woods.
Yeah, I mean, war for those guys is Bannerlord.
Yeah, it's pretty
sick. That is their deal.
It's badass.
I always get freaked out when the wars kick in because it's like there are dudes that are war. Like there have been dudes in history that like win wars. And like yeah. those guys are genetically.
Were we talking about this or were you talking
I've
about-
talked to this about this. I've tried to talk about this to everyone. But
I think you and me got it because I got pumped on Grant.
I spurg about this shit.
Just Grant getting activated?
Like, there's a dude out there right now that's like Grant. And, like, yeah. if America had to fight a war on this soil, which, God forbid, it ever happens, there's dudes that will get activated that, like, and they have another mindset. So they're built for war.
Because yeah. Grant was, like, drunk. Yeah. He was just drunk. He was like, just drunk on the sidelines.
Before the Civil War, he was working at, like, his father's fucking general store.
These dudes are out there right now.
He was a cashier when the Civil War started.
like, sixpence, please.
He just got fired up, dude.
They activated Stonewall, and he was ready to go. He was ready to burn Philadelphia down in, like, 2 days. He was like, fuck it, let's go to Philly. Let's burn it the fuck down.
He was, like, a quirky teacher that they all were like, dude, this guy's a dork. They all, like, joked about how weird he was. Civil War started.
Oh, yeah. What if he would like memorize his lessons and say them word for word? Yeah. Someone like asked a question one time and he just ran back the lesson word for word the next day.
He clearly had Asperger's, but I'm saying, like, yeah.
How about when that one, like an officer told him, like, stay here or whatever. He was like, attention. He stayed at attention
dude, for,
like,
a day.
For a day. The guy, the other professor walked back and saw him standing there and was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, waiting for my next order.
Paid by the rules.
Yeah.
Activated. So do you think dudes can still get activated like that?
Yeah. I'm
you
saying think that this is a
if those
thing,
guys exist, they still do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a thing humans have that only war brings out. You know what I mean? So it's like, we don't know.
Which dudes? They might just be among us?
Which dudes are going to be like among us are just random dudes right now.
And you think that they're soldiers already?
Guard dog. Everybody thinks it's them. Trust me. It's not me.
It's not
I
know it's not me.
I got
me.
The West Point. I found out right away. It wasn't me.
Yeah. You soft ass
There's
hands.
Dudes that are built for the mud and the blood.
Not anymore, dude.
It
got
is
calluses.
What it is.
But you think that they're just working like a union job right now, or do you think most of them are enlisted? Like
Stonewall was a teacher. Who
you
knows?
Never know, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, when real shit hits the fan.
Not these backer ones, bro. Come on.
Libs of TikTok. Like, the teachers are just fucking
those freaks can do it.
Blue haired teachers activated.
Communist revolutionaries out there.
Everybody just locked Hi. In. Oh,
yeah, like all those guys in the IRA were just random ass dudes.
Thank you very much.
Hell yes.
Blur her voice out like she's a Mexican in one of those drug shows.
We got some Bud Lights. The cartel was brutal to me.
Max away. The mice are going to play.
The mice are playing.
It's drink time. It's dark out.
Throw on some nog, dude. Throw on some porno.
I love porn.
Yeah, what? Fuck what Matt's talking about. Let's get hard together.
That shit was sick. When I was in second grade, me and my cousin were chilling down his basement. We had ice cream sundaes. He had Cinemax, like 2:30 rolled around, and we watched Passion's Peak. After eating ice cream sundaes, the first time I ever saw a pair of tits.
Passion's Peak or Passion's Cove?
Passion's Peak.
I had body double. It was a very weird fucking...
First time I ever saw porn, your body double?
Body double is the movie. And it wasn't porn. It was the first time I saw tits. And I tried to remember I was like, dude, this is amazing. And then every time I saw tits on Cinemax, I tried to remember it. And I built up like a legitimate spank bank.
Yeah.
I went in the shower. I got down on my knees, faced away from the water.
Fort Knox.
And I fucking would play back
back to the Fortress of Dreams.
Yeah. And then I went
Why'd
in my
you get
room.
On your knees, though?
I don't know. I was just trying shit out. I was fucking 13.
Faced away from Mecca.
His brother told me about it. His brother's like, dude, you have to do this. I know you're not doing this. You have to do this.
Dude, what?
I tried it. Jerk off. I never did it before. Tom
oh, well, when you were young. Yeah, I was like, when the
My first tits was Leprechaun in space.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
I never saw that.
Leprechaun used to be smutty, yeah.
Mine were Starship Troopers. I was at a Jewish house. They were sitting Shiva. And like all like the little kids were like downstairs like fucking watching the shit while the grown-ups were upstairs like eating bagels and lox.
Holy
and like
fuck.
me and my sister were fucking pious And dude, I think my sister blocked the TV screen like really? A fucking goalie. She was like, they're watching fucking porno down there.
Holy
they got
shit.
Titanic on the screen.
Was big.
Yeah, that was
almost right around Starship. I ruined my sister because of that. After seeing